This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Singapore have exchanged 4 memorandums of understanding for cooperation in the fields of health and medicine, education and skill development, digital technologies, and the India-Singapore Semiconductor Ecosystem Partnership. The two countries also agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which would give a major boost to India's Act East policy. This was decided after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong yesterday. During the talks in Singapore, both leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Singapore, with an investment of around $160 billion in the Indian economy, is a leading economic partner for India. In his remarks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Singapore is not only a partner country but also an inspiration for every developing nation. Later, Prime Minister Modi and his Singaporean counterpart also visited AEM Holdings Limited, a leading Singaporean company in the semiconductor and electronics sector. Mr. Modi invited Singaporean semiconductor companies to participate in the Semicon India exhibition to be held in Greater Noida this month. Prime Minister also met the President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi after his successful visit to Brunei and Singapore. BJP President and Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, JP Nadda, will begin a 2-day tour of Bihar starting from today. He will hold meetings with the BJP leaders and party workers in Patna in preparation for the upcoming 2025 Bihar Assembly elections. Following his arrival, he will head to the governing guest house before meeting with Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence. Later in the day, as part of his official engagements, Nadda will visit the Indira Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences to inaugurate a new facility. His 2-day tour will include several key events focused on healthcare infrastructure and party strategy. Mr. Nadda will travel to Bhagalpur to inaugurate a hostel at Jawaharlal Nehru Medical College and Hospital. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC India, in collaboration with the Sankala Foundation, will be organizing a national conference on universal access to healthcare, digital solutions in New Delhi today. The conference is supported by the Niti Aayog and the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. The primary aim of the event is to bring together practitioners, government officials, leading experts, innovators and policy makers in the field of healthcare and digital healthcare technology for universal access to affordable and quality healthcare services, especially for people living in rural, remote and hilly areas. The conference will have 3 technical sessions: the models of change in healthcare, the future frontiers in digital health and technology-enabled universal health coverage. Minister of State for Social Justice and Employment, Ramdas Athawale, will be on a 2-day visit to Nagaland. Mr. Athawale will arrive today afternoon and the Minister of State will pay a courtesy call to Chief Minister Nephew Rio at his private residence, Sovima Trimukedima. Later, Mr. Athawale will attend a foundation stone laying ceremony of the Mandi project at Agri Expo, 4th Mile at 4:30 p.m. The minister will also meet the officials of the State Social Welfare Department at Naithur Resort on Saturday before leaving for Delhi. The government has extended the deadline for submission of applications by selected meritorious students for the National Means Come Merit Scholarship Scheme for 2024-25 to the 30th of this month. The Union Education Ministry said that under the scheme, scholarships are awarded to meritorious students from economically weaker sections to prevent dropouts after class 8 and encourage them to complete their school education up to class 12. The Ukrainian parliament has voted to appoint Andrei Saibiha as the country's new foreign minister, replacing Dmytro Kuleba, according to lawmaker Oleksiy Honkarenko. At Paris Paralympics 2024, India's judoka Kapil Parmar won bronze medal in para-judo men's 60kg J1 category, beating Brazil's Elilton de Oliveira. This is the first medal in this event in India's history of Paralympics. Currently, Team India is standing at the 14th spot in the medal tally with 5 gold, 9 silver and 11 bronze. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.